Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo in studio with producer Chad Ellis. Aaron Tarlow, the great Aaron Tarlow, owner of Southern Armory, is out today. He is once again somewhere in America, hiding in the dark corners of some city somewhere, stopping crime as a vigilante Batman. That is the one and only Aaron Tarlow. You never know when justice will strike from above in the form of Aaron Tarlow. Hopefully he'll be back next week, though. Aaron, one of the busiest guys I know. He's an EMT, he's a firefighter, he's a pilot, and of course he's the owner of Southern Armory, which is one of the great sponsors of this show, southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
Go and check it out. Great specials happening there right now. Also the classes that they offer. Of course, you get your CCW license, you can take that advanced pistol class, you could check out the firearm simulator, which is super cool out there, and just basically all of your firearms and just home defense needs. It's not just guns, it's tasers and pepper spray and, you know, and clothing, everything that you would need for home defense stuff, firearms, all that stuff. Find it all at Southern Armory at southernarmory.com. Go ahead.
That's southernarmory.com.
So since Aaron is out, I have a couple of fine folks joining me in the studio that will be alongside for the entire show today. First, we have Alex Salzman, who's been a part of the show the last couple of weeks, and we've leaned on her again to come in and help us out. Alex is the political director of the Missouri Firearms Coalition, and it's great to have you back in the studio.
Hello.
And yeah, thank you. And we have Mike McCleary. He is the owner of Intervine, another fine sponsor of this program. Intervine, of course, the makers of the brightest, longest-lasting LED flashlights, lanterns, and headlamps. I love the headlamps, so I always throw the headlamps in there when I do these, when I talk about Intervine. That you can find, Mike, local boy, so local company making great products. Intervine's awesome. Before we get rolling, why don't you tell folks a little bit about your company, and I'll tell them that they're superior to everybody, to everything else out there, but you can explain exactly the science behind why they're superior to
awesome.
Other products.
Thanks, Tony. I'm excited to be here with you and with Alex, as a matter of fact, too.
Awesome.
So this is my first time, actually, being a live guest on your show.
In the studio, yeah.
Exactly.
I've had you on the phone a couple times, but we got you in the studio finally. So very good stuff. So yeah, your products, Intervine, it's great stuff.
Yeah, so we've been selling them now for about 5 or 6 years. My brother and I started a company. I was telling Alex while we were waiting to start the show that I used to do all the kinds of businesses. I used to be a consultant and realized that I wanted to actually do something on my own. And so about 5, 6 years ago, loved the outdoors, loved using lanterns and flashlights and headlamps, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? Could I make these myself? You know, I originally thought, nah, there's no way. Only the big companies out there can do that. Did some research and realized that if you find a good plant, a good manufacturer, have some good ideas, you can make just about anything you want in the world. Like, the sky is the limit. Mm-hmm. And so my brother and I hit this running, started making tactical flashlights, camping lanterns. The LED technologies that are out there nowadays are light years above the types of flashlights and lanterns.
Yeah.
Those old Coleman's, really bright, but it's kind of a pain to put in, you know, the gas to make it work all the time.
Right.
These run forever. We make sure we have the highest quality lanterns, highest quality LEDs. We give outstanding customer service. Anyone ever has a problem, we make sure we take care of it right away. And we've been doing it now for 5 years. The business is booming, in part thanks to you. I want to thank you and everyone here at 97, as a matter of fact. But the business is great. Our customers are awesome. If you're one of our customers that's out there and you've bought something from us, just want to say right now, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I thank you. My family thanks you. You guys are amazing out there. You help me keep doing what I want to do. And we love being a member of the show. I mean, this is great. You guys are the perfect place for us to come down here and talk about our products. Your customers are perfect customers for us. Mm-hmm. So it's really just it's a great mix for everything for us.
Yeah. I mean, if you are a hunter, if you are somebody who camps, I mean, everybody needs flashlights. Like, every house, every vehicle, I think, you know, needs a good flashlight. But if you are somebody that finds yourself outside, especially this time of year when the sun goes down so early and you're outside a bunch, and you're somebody that uses flashlights on a regular basis or lanterns or headlamps, the Intervine stuff is just light years of, in way before you were a sponsor of this show and I did commercials for you, we met and you gave me a flashlight and a lantern, and it was, there was no going back from that point on for me. And that was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was. You were doing another live thing for Mortuish, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And I met you there and I just brought a bunch of free products, gave them to you and a couple other folks there. And by the way, I'm going to steal that line. We are light years ahead.
There you go.
I owe you for that one. That's classic. I'm going to contact my attorney for getting a trademark on
there
it
you
right
go.
Now. But, you know, the great
I just
thing
want a small percentage.
A small percentage.
Yeah, I won't take very much.
30-40%. And the nice thing about these the products, too, it's, you know, not, it, these LEDs last forever. You can throw batteries in them, and they're just they take so little power, but they give off so much brightness that it's nothing like you've ever seen before. I remember the old mag lights, throwing in the D batteries. They burn through them in a couple days. These will last for months and months. I've had products that we initially launched 5 years ago that I've never put a battery back in. You know, I don't use them every day.
Sure.
But the batteries, the power, they last that long.
Yeah.
The technology is that much better. We also created a new type of technology. We call it ARC LED. That's our name for it. Mm-hmm. Because now you can take these little LED bulbs and you can bend them any way you want to. It's awesome.
Oh, wow.
So you can see these. We can wrap them around something so the light goes everywhere. It's something very, very few companies are doing. We were one of the first to do it. And
you can take the bulb and wrap it around something?
You take an LED and you mount it onto this flexible support behind it, and you can wrap it around a complete 360-degree circle.
That's amazing.
It's so cool. And then we've also started doing is making sure that the lights can go any amount of brightness you want. There's no more on, off, high, low.
Right.
You can control it as many if you want to. So, you know, I could talk for hours. I got a really cool thing that I want to announce, but we'll do that later on.
Okay,
in the
sounds
show,
good.
Mind.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. We do have a very major announcement. And I will say this, when you said, you know, if anybody's bought your product, that you truly say thank you to them, your dedication to customer service is another thing that sets Intervine apart from other companies out there. When Mike says thank you, he really means thank you. And we talk about the 4.9 out of 5 seller rating on Amazon that Intervine has. That is nearly impossible to get. So, you know, you don't have that high of a customer service rating on Amazon, without that dedication to customer service. The 5-year
lifetime, well, five year warranty on all of our products.
Yeah.
Absolutely, no matter what. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you're like me, you drop things a lot.
Right.
We take care of it. You know, if you lose, we've had people that lost parts to flashlights and lanterns, and they contact us, they want to buy that part. We don't let them buy the part. No, you're our customer. We'll take care of you.
Right.
We'll give you that part. We want to make sure that everyone who's happy, because it doesn't matter if we, you know, make money or lose money off a sale. If someone's unhappy with our product, that's going to come back upon me. And I don't ever want that happening.
Well, I've dropped them many times. I've been belly crawling in the woods, in the snow, doing a little exploration with some in the woods with my friends, and had them in the snow and they've gotten wet, and I've never had one. I've never had one mess up. I've never had one break down or anything. I've never had to replace any of it. It's just incredible stuff. So, yeah, that's Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine. And, again, we will have an announcement coming up here in just a little bit. If you are still doing some Christmas shopping, you want to definitely wait for this this announcement, because we might have a great way for you to put some presents under the tree at a very, very low price. So don't go anywhere for that. Alex, before we go too far with the flashlight stuff, I want to talk to you about we've talked about these red flag laws the last couple weeks on the show, and I don't want to spend too much time setting back up what red flag laws are. It's basically Democrats in the House and Senate in the state of Missouri that are trying to pass laws to take your guns away.
Yeah,
right. I mean, that's the most basic way to explain what a red flag law is.
Right. They're gun seizure orders that you can have your firearms taken away before you've ever been charged with anything.
And State Senator Jill Shupp is one of them that has already pre-filed, correct?
Yes.
Some of
SB
these
42.
Yeah. So could you just tell folks what Jill Shupp is up to and what is actually going to be presented in the state of Missouri? And if we aren't diligent, some of this stuff might pass.
Yeah, absolutely. So these red flag orders, sometimes they're called risk protection orders. They allow someone to make a claim against you that you're a danger to yourself or others and then ask a judge to seize your firearms. So what happens is someone alleges that you pose a significant danger to yourself or others. Then they go in and sign an affidavit saying, you know, they give two facts. So whether they heard you say something or they saw you do something that bothered them, scared them, made them feel worried. So they go and they sign this affidavit. Then there is an ex parte hearing where the judge decides if you really are a danger. They don't talk to you. They don't get your side of the story. You don't get to face your accuser or present your own evidence or defend yourself. They just make the decision, and then law enforcement will show up at your home. They will give you an opportunity to comply. If they don't, they will place you into custody, conduct a lawful search, and take possession of your firearms, all without you having any due process whatsoever.
Once that complaint has been made, there is no way for you to stop them from taking your guns.
Nope.
Correct?
Nope.
Legally,
after the fact.
No. Yeah.
After they take possession, then you can...
Then you can go and fight for them.
Yeah, then you can petition the government.
But they're gone. They've already been taken from you.
Right.
At that point.
You'll get a receipt.
And people who are thinking to themselves, well, Republicans hold a supermajority in Jefferson City in the state of Missouri. That would never pass here. We've seen other states that have had Republican majorities.
Oh, absolutely.
And
so
these laws get through.
Florida. It passed in Florida. Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion in Florida. Already, the Speaker Pro Tem in Iowa is saying that they're going to push as soon as their session starts to pass this bill, along with Republicans in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. It's definitely something that red states are not going to get away with not having to fight. We've already got the bill in the House and the Senate here in Missouri, and it's a concerted effort.
It's already there, right?
It's
been pre-filed, and the new session starts in January, and Jill Shupp and other Democrats plan on going forward with this. And it's going to take, you know, we had State Rep Nick Schroer, who's only one guy, but, you know, he was in here last week, and we were talking about some of these laws. And, you know, he's going to stand, you know, against them and do everything he can to stop them. But unfortunately, we've seen in other states that not all Republican lawmakers are as against it, or maybe just not as willing to fight them as State Rep Schroer. And even the NRA in some cases is supporting some of these. That's confounding.
Well, yep.
What's that about?
Well, the NRA has said that they support these risk protection orders after they water down the bills. So what we fear that will happen here in Missouri is what happened in some of the other states. You have Maryland, Rhode Island, Washington, Oregon, Indiana. All of these states have these red flag laws. And what they do is they start with a really progressive, strong, left-leaning bill, and then they will tweak it. They'll whittle away at it. They will amend a piece here, amend a piece there. They'll pull out the ex parte hearing, you know. But make no mistake, just because this bill, you know, just because they take out the hearing where it happens in secret doesn't mean it's any less egregious that you're having your Second Amendment violated.
Right. At the end of the day, they're still taking your guns, without you even
without
having
any due
a say.
Process at all.
Yeah, without any due process at all, and just an accusation. And before we take this first break, just to illustrate the danger that these laws can present, talk about what happened in Maryland.
Yeah, so just over the Thanksgiving holiday, there was a family in Maryland that got into a little spat over Thanksgiving. The sister called law enforcement. They have this new red flag law in Maryland. So she called and made the claim that he was dangerous. He was a danger to himself and others. So they went.
Her brother, right?
Her brother.
Yeah.
Yes, this was her brother.
They had a family argument over Thanksgiving dinner, which
it happens.
Millions of people have
it happens. I'm guilty.
You know, my wife's 100% Italian, so I know.
Oh, there
family
you go.
Arguments.
Well, I know all
right.
About that too. So
right. So they got into it, and she called the cops and said that he was danger, and put one of these red flag, one of these risk protection orders on him. They came to his home at 5 a.m. And he was not too happy about it. He did not want to comply, did not want to give up his firearm.
Because he knew he didn't do anything wrong.
No, and he wasn't being charged with anything.
Right.
So he did not want to comply.
Guns.
They ended up shooting him.
Yeah.
There was an altercation over the firearm.
And he died.
And he died. Yes.
Because of one of these orders.
Because
and then
he didn't comply with this gun confiscation law.
And then the sister came back and said, oh, I didn't want it to go that far.
Yeah, you didn't have to do this. He wasn't that violent. He wasn't that dangerous. You didn't have to kill him. So these are serious
she
laws
was just
with
mad
serious
at him.
Consequences.
She
yes.
was mad at him. She knew that his guns were important to him, and she knew that was a way to get to him. So she was doing it as a way to mess with him after they had their big fight. She was probably still mad at him. And you know, when you're in the heat of the moment like that, you unfortunately might do something that you know is going to piss off somebody that you're mad at or hurt them.
Yes. And the room for abuse right. in these kind of laws should have every gun owner in Missouri concerned.
Divorces.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we've
we all
seen
know
how
someone.
Ugly divorces get. And, you know,
imagine
if
what your ex-spouse could do yeah. if one of these passed.
Yeah. If
all you need to do is say, you know, oh, he's got extremist views yeah. and shoots in the backyard.
Right.
That there's nothing.
Whether you
that,
do or not.
Exactly.
They don't have to provide any proof.
She completely fabricate things. Yeah. Absolutely. In the world that we live in where, I mean, we all saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh
yeah.
and the Me Too movement. There are over 700,000 false accusations every year relating to custody battles and divorce disputes. There's absolutely huge, huge room for error and abuse here. And these are very serious when you consider that we're not sending law enforcement to confiscate pencils.
Yeah.
These are firearms.
And it
these
literally is just a complaint, and the person making the complaint does not have to provide any proof.
Yep.
Correct?
Absolutely.
They just say whatever they want to say. Like we said, unfortunately, you know, we know how contentious divorces can get. That's a time where I would think that these laws could be exploited by somebody
Absolutely.
Who is trying to get a dig at their spouse who they're mad at, or their, you know, soon to be ex-spouse that they're mad at. And all you have to do is call up and make up whatever you want to make up, and
right.
it really is guilty until proven innocent.
Until you prove yourself
yeah,
innocent.
You have to
right.
prove your innocence after the fact to get your guns back, not to just hold on to them. Scary, scary stuff. We've got a little more talk about red flag laws. We've also got some what did you call it?
The free zones.
Well, yeah,
the
bad law of the week or something.
Stupid gun bills.
Stupid gun bills. yeah, can't wait for that. So more with Alex Salzman, the political director of the Missouri Firearms Coalition, Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine. The company that makes the best flashlights, lanterns, and headlamps in the world, both in studio with me this week. Don't go anywhere. It's Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Hello and welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine, a company, locally owned company that makes the best, brightest LED flashlights, lanterns, and headlamps available. And we've got a big announcement coming up in just a few minutes about how you can get your hands on some Intervine products at a very, very cheap price. Right.
That's right, but I don't want to give it away too soon.
No, don't go anywhere. We will have that information for you very soon. Also, Alex Salzman joins us in studio, political director for the Missouri Firearms Coalition. Alex and I were just talking about these red flag laws and the danger that they present to the state of Missouri, and how you need to stay diligent and help out groups like the Missouri Firearms Coalition to make sure these red flag laws do not get passed in the state of Missouri, because it's not something. Here's another thing that we didn't talk about, Alex. This is not something that people get to vote on. This is something
right.
that they discuss in Jeff City, and there's historically way more Republicans on board with this kind of stuff, or just maybe either on board or just unaware of what they're passing or whatever, passive about it maybe. But don't just assume that your Republican lawmakers are going to do the right thing. You need to be active, and you need to keep an eye on this yourself. And how can people help out the Missouri Firearms Coalition, help out the cause? And
sure.
since we don't get to vote, what can we do to help make sure that these red flag laws don't pass in Missouri?
Well, we need to be loud. So session is just a few weeks away. We start January 9th. Our goal is to generate a massive amount of petitions in opposition to this bill so that we can bring them to the Capitol when we testify. So I will be in Jefferson City testifying against all of these gun control bills, and Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun group, Moms Demand Action, is at the Capitol every time for these hearings. They outnumber us, and I'm not exaggerating, 100 to 1. Mm-hmm. They're like buses of these red Moms Demand Action gun control shirts that litter our Capitol. They come and they try to browbeat our Republicans into passing these gun control bills, you know, because do it for the children, that kind of thing. And really, what we just want to say is we want to make sure that they stay strong and that we have more momentum when we've got a stack of petitions with us. So we understand that a lot of gun owners, they work during the week, they can't get to the Capitol. Sign the petition, MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org, and we will take it to the Capitol and present them in our testimony in the hearing.
Yep.
So it always looks a lot better when I say, you know, we don't like these gun control bills, and here's 10,000 Missourians that also agree with us. They couldn't be here today, but they stand with us, and they don't want you to infringe on their Second Amendment rights. So that always helps. After you sign the petition, MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org, if you can, join us, stand with us. We've got a lot of things planned for this session. We're going to be taking on the gun-free zones as well. So between that and stopping these red flag laws, mm-hmm. We're going to need all the help we can get.
Absolutely. And mentioned earlier, Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, who is usually my co-host on this show, who is out this week. He'll be back next week. Aaron won't be gone long. But he has also put that information and links to those petitions and links to the Missouri Firearms Coalition website on the Southern Armory Facebook page, on the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. So you can go to those places as well and get that information. And it's MoFirearms.org.
MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org.
There you go.
MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org.
So go to the website and or go to our Facebook page, 2A Radio Facebook page, Southern Armory Facebook page, and make sure that you support that. And that what you just mentioned about being outnumbered, literally 100 to 1.
Yes.
That's a uphill climb already. It's already, you know, the odds are stacked against you when you're standing there testifying in Jeff City and you're outnumbered 101. But if you've got 50,000 signatures in your hand, that evens the score quite a bit, right?
Yes. So we take boxes and boxes of these petitions.
So those petitions really mean something.
They do. It really shows that, I'm the only one here, but I'm here representing all of these Missouri gun owners, and none of them want our rights taken away.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't be here today, but we're here and we're loud and we're paying attention and we're watching what you do.
Right, right. Let's talk about gun-free zones.
Yes.
Is there something afoot this session about expanding gun-free zones, or what's happening with those right now?
Well, in addition to making sure that we don't have any gun control bills that make any progress this year, Missouri Firearms Coalition is going to be doing all that we can to finally get rid of the deadly gun-free zones that we have in Missouri. Eric Burleson has already pre-filed the bill for us in the Senate this year. And for those of you that don't know, gun-free zones, these are basically places where people aren't allowed to carry a firearm for self-defense, whether you have a permit or not. So we've got over a dozen state-mandated gun-free zones in Missouri. And it's important to kind of talk about the differences in gun-free zones, because you say you want to end gun-free zones, and usually there's a lot of guys on our side that'll jump up, you know, what about private property rights, that kind of thing. So it's important to note the difference between the three. We've got federal gun-free zones, which are like airports and post offices.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that we can do about those at the state level. Trump's the only one that can trump those, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have privately owned and operated gun-free zones. Those are like your bars, your churches, your daycares,
sure,
your restaurants. Right now, the state dictates that the firearm policies for these businesses, we don't believe that they should have the ability to do that. We don't think they have any authority to tell a business what they can and can't do with their property.
Mm-hmm.
So what our bill does is it allows the private property owners the ability to enact their own firearm policies.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to have a gun-free zone, that's okay. We're not saying that they can't have a gun-free zone, but right now the state of Missouri is saying
right,
that they have to. And we just think it should be their prerogative. So if they want to have a gun-free zone, they can. That's fine. We'll shop elsewhere. We only advocate that it be left up to them, that it be their choice and not something left to them by
Amen.
The state.
Yeah.
So, and then
it's their business. It's their property. Let them make the decision.
Exactly. And then the last kind of gun-free zone is the state-mandated gun-free zone. Those are the ones we're going after. So these are your government-owned buildings, your polling places, your public transportations, your universities. All in all, we have 17 different restricted areas in Missouri, and our aim is striking as many of them from the code as possible. We're seeking a full restoration of your Second Amendment rights to as many of them as we can.
Do we know, do we have any stats about our gun-free zones, areas that are more likely to see gun crimes committed in, because the bad guy knows that if I go to a gun-free zone, all the good guys that obey the law aren't going to have a gun, and I'm a bad guy,
right,
and I don't care about the law, so I'm going to have my gun, and I know that I'm going to be the only guy in the whole area with a gun, and puts me at an advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it seems like an attractant for crime.
Absolutely.
For bad guys.
Mass shootings happen in gun-free zones almost 97% of the time.
Wow.
Way too many lives are lost because people are denied the right to protect themselves while they're waiting for the good guys with the guns to get there.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a well-established fact. The bad guys with the guns only stop murdering people when they're confronted by an armed response. Every second until that armed response occurs allows the murderer to take more innocent lives.
Right.
Was that 97%?
97%. Of mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. I mean, look at the school shooting in Florida. It lasted less than 6 minutes. The good guys with the guns didn't enter the building until after 4 of those minutes had passed. You know, so you ask yourself, how many of the 17 children would have been saved if that armed response had been immediate?
Do you have a personal, or does the coalition have a prerogative on the best way to defend our schools? You know, there's this debate of letting teachers that are comfortable carrying a gun, that go through the right training, let certain teachers in the building have a gun. Put police officers in the building. Put an armed security force, a private security force. Do you have a preference? Do you yourself or the coalition? I don't know, you speak for either one, is it just kind of like figure out a way to protect our kids and we'll support you?
For instance, the Florida school district that shooting happened in, their armed guards now are armed with AR-15s. So we definitely hold the position that more good guys with guns, the better. You know, in Missouri, we know that we recognize that armed citizens are an asset. You know, mm-hmm. We truly want to protect people. And then we recognize that evil will not obey laws.
Right.
Evil's not going to obey the gun-free zone sign any more than the law that said you weren't supposed to shoot an innocent person to begin with.
Right. Yeah, when I was in school, when I went to high school here in St. Louis, over 20 years ago, we had a police officer, we had a county cop stationed at school, and he was armed. It was not like I didn't feel like I was going into some like you know, like armed criminal state every time I went to school. It was just, you know, I knew that he was part of the school community. I don't remember his name now, but we all knew his name then, and you know, he went to all the assemblies, and he was just always around. And I felt more secure by having him there. Not like, oh my God, there's
a
gun in the building.
You were, you know, more secure.
And I mean, so for me, I don't care if it's an off-duty police officer, or if it is an on-duty police officer stationed there, or if there are teachers that you want. That I don't think the teachers should be forced to carry or forced to defend.
And we have
teachers
that will train and arm teachers and staff.
Yeah.
That's not unheard of. And the fact that evil will not be stopped by anything other than equal and opposite force, you know, that's an armed response. That is a good guy with the gun. The longer that response, the more innocent lives are lost. So the sooner we can,
defend the kids?
Yeah, defend the kids. Yeah, with armed force, the better. With, you know, so we don't have to wait that 6 minutes
for
the other good guys to get there with the gun. We can be the good guys with the gun ourselves.
Right. Mike, obviously you advertise on a show like Second Amendment Radio because you're looking for the people that are most likely to purchase your products. So my powers of deduction tells me that a lot of in your research, a lot of your customers are big gun rights people. Probably a lot of hunters.
Yeah, we have a lot of hunters. We have a lot of police officers too. So we've done work with Blue Lives Matter in the past. In the past, and we support our officers. We support all types of law enforcement. You know, and as a father, as a citizen, of all the things that. You know, I wouldn't mind paying for it's security for my kids. Mm-hmm. It's nothing that's going to make me feel like, that my kids are going to a place that's a police officer out there is going to make them feel unsafe. It'll be just the opposite. Mm-hmm. And our customers, absolutely. You know, not all of them. You know, we have people all across all the spectrum.
Of course.
Of our customers, you know, police officers, firemen, first responders, just, you know, parents like me, moms walking their dog through a park.
Yeah.
All of them want to feel safe.
I didn't, you know, and I have, I've mentioned that before, that first responders, but that's something that I think that people don't think of when they're thinking of products like flashlights and lanterns and headlamps. But talk about, especially if there's first responders out there listening, you know, the experience and the reviews that you've had come in from first responders that use your products and why they are good for them.
Oh, yeah. So we actually worked with some SWAT personnel from over in Smithton, Illinois, several years back. We wanted to find out, you know, are flashlights going to hold up to what they're used to? And so we made changes. First round, second round didn't quite cut it. And based upon their feedback, we've developed the products that we have. So we have a great relationship with them. I have friends in the county sheriff's department over in St. Clair County. I have friends over where my office is at in Clayton. We love helping them out. We take anything that they tell us seriously. If they ever have an issue with a product, that scares me. You know, I want to make sure that no one's ever out there, whether it's a parent or an officer or a first responder arriving at the scene, that they have a product they can count on. So we take all those issues seriously. We make changes to our products. Anytime that anyone has a problem, doesn't matter, you know, who you are, where you're at. If you have an issue, then that's a security issue that we want to take care of. We want to make sure that everyone feels safe.
Could you real quick, because I don't know if we'll be able to get back to this next segment. I mean, I want to do stupid gun laws, and I want to roll out this this offer that you have for Intervine customers, or maybe first time customers coming up. So I don't know that we'll be able to get back to this anytime later. But the batteries. Talk about the batteries that you guys offer.
Yes. So
both regular traditional batteries and then the rechargeable batteries.
Right. So, you know, we actually launched batteries a while back and I was all excited about them and they just didn't take off. They were not the high, I'll be the first to say they were not the highest quality batteries. So for 3 years, we have not sold batteries. For the past 7 months, we've been researching, working with the best manufacturers out there. And as of today, as of 2 hours ago, we have batteries that are arriving at Amazon's FBA warehouse in Joliet, Illinois.
Nice.
That's where we send all of our products. So we have just manufactured 160,000 batteries. So I'm kind of going all in.
Wow.
So if this doesn't work out, I may be looking for a job here. But we have D batteries, C batteries, AA, AAA.
Chad needs an assistant, so you can, you know.
Right. I don't know. I'm needing to practice. I'm not qualified for that yet. But we are launching, as of today, a whole new battery line. It's actually InterNova. That's our brand of batteries we're launching out there. And along with the special thing we'll be launching later on, we're going to have an incredible deal for any existing customers, new customers out there. Everyone needs batteries, especially the holidays.
Now, these InterNova batteries, are they like the traditional AA, AAAs that we're thinking of, or are these the rechargeable?
So they're both.
Okay.
The answer is yes and
yes.
So we're launching D, C, AA, AAA regular batteries, and then we're launching the rechargeables that you can use for your tactical flashlights and for your lanterns as well. So those will all be going live as soon as Amazon. I mean, they're a little busy right now.
Yeah.
As soon as unload them, they scan them in, those will go live. I imagine for the next, day or so, they'll all be live. Maybe even right now they're live. I'm not quite sure. I haven't checked.
But. That's amazing. I will say that my experience with the Intervine products, the rechargeable batteries, the bigger, they last longer and they are more powerful than the regular batteries. But regular batteries, I would say, are in my, this is just me, 80-85% as good as those. They don't last nearly that long, but I'm talking about just brightness. And it's always comforting to know that, hey, you have this rechargeable battery that you know is amazing, is going to be, but if you lose that, I mean, even if you don't, but it just has peace of mind that a lot of the Intervine products can swap out, either use the rechargeable battery that comes with it, or you can swap it out with regular batteries, is just having that option, to me, just peace of mind.
Absolutely. Just another thing, everyone, throw a couple of regular batteries in your glove compartment.
Yeah.
That way, you know, if you ever run out, you can pop these in and you'll
absolutely.
Be good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got to take another break, but more Second Amendment Radio is coming next. Don't go anywhere. It's FM News Talk 97.1. Radio FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo in studio with producer Chad Ellis. Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, is not in this week. He will be back next week. He is out stopping crime somewhere in the United States. And but that does not mean that Southern Armory is not there for you. Don't forget, you can always go to southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
That's right. You can also go to the Southern Armory Facebook page and learn about everything happening out there at the gun store. All of your firearm needs are taken care of by Southern Armory. All of your home defense needs, whether it be guns or it's pepper spray or tasers, if you want to get yourself educated, even if you've already taken some classes, if it's been a couple of years, go out and take that advanced pistol class, or go out and take the CCW class again, just to keep yourself completely educated and up to speed. And, you know, laws change. This is why one of the reasons Alex is here today. You know, laws change, things change. So it's always good to keep yourself educated when you're carrying, and Southern Armory has got you covered in all of those areas. So Aaron will be back next week. This week we have Alex Salzman, the political director of the Missouri Firearms Coalition, in studio with us, and we have Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine, one of the fine sponsors of this program. Intervine makes the brightest, longest-lasting LED flashlights, lanterns, and headlamps, and I think... It's the last segment of the show, so I think it's time. I think we can go ahead and roll this thing out.
If
you're ready.
Yeah, I am ready. You know, so one of the things we've done for your listeners, and I feel like kind of like my listeners now too. It's great.
For sure.
We've offered a 20% discount on every product. Just all they have to do is go to our site, intervine.com.
Yes.
I tried to do what Chad does there. and then they enter Tony as the discount code.
Yep.
20% off everything there. Or they can go to intervine.com/Tony, and that takes them to Amazon. Because you know some people want to buy on Amazon.
Some people just feel better buying off of Amazon.
So we love them all.
Yeah.
So and that'll give them 20% off all of our products there too. Well, we were just talking earlier before the show, and for the Christmas holidays, what we're going to do is we're going to double that.
Wow.
So
40% off every product. So what I need to do, by the way, if my IT director is out there right now, we need to change that discount.
If you're listening.
I need to set that up right now. It'll be live right now, as a matter of fact. We've been thinking about this. So all they need to do is use discount code Tony on intervine.com. Mm-hmm. Go to intervine.com/Tony. It'll automatically take them to a page where it'll apply the 40% discount. And then I'm going to do something else also that other companies just don't do. So we talked about I love our customers. I would not be where I am today without them. So if anyone has already purchased a product, you know, through the show and gotten a discount, and now you're hearing, oh my gosh, you're going to get 20% more off, just email us. We'll refund you the difference.
Oh
so
my God.
We're going to give everyone that discount.
Holy smokes. So if you've already heard me do these commercials and you've already taken advantage of the 20% discount, which is already Mike and I, just a little behind the scenes stuff, when we were putting these things together and we were talking about Intervine coming on as a sponsor and we were talking about discounts, I was talking about how usually when somebody gives a discount, it's usually like 5%, maybe 10%. And that just doesn't motivate people. But when you said 20%, I was like, that's a legit discount that will get people's attention. Now the fact that you're going to 40% is amazing. Talk about perfect for Christmas shopping right now. But yeah, for anybody that has taken advantage of that 20%, for you to give them refund another 20%.
Yeah, that's money right in their pocket. We're happy to do it. It's the holiday season.
We talked about Intervine's. We talked about your commitment to customer service. I mean, I think that just says it all right there.
Well, I hope
I know
so.
You don't want to. Yeah. I know that you're not going to brag about it yourself, but I'm going to brag about it for a second. That is amazing. And it, again, just goes to show Mike and Phil and everybody at Intervine their dedication to taking care of their customers. We talked about that 4.9 out of 5 seller rating on Amazon, which is very difficult to get than Intervine has. And I know that you don't even think that's good enough. You're like, we're going to get it back up to 5. We can't.
Yeah, it's one of my 2019 goals. So
that is amazing. So go to intervine.com, I-N-T-E-R-V-I-N-E.com. Use my name, Tony, T-O-N-Y, as the discount code. You'll now get 40% off. That's amazing. Or intervine.com/Tony to be automatically redirected to Amazon and Intervine's Amazon page. And once they're there, once they... It's automatically 40%
applied.
Is already applied.
Yeah. You
right
just pick
there.
Your product.
You don't
and then
have to enter another code or anything at that point.
We make it easy even that you and I can do it, Tony.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good.
That's intervine.com.
There you go, Chad. Yeah, see? He's good. He's good. Yeah, so definitely go and take advantage of that. And as we sit here, we're still a couple weeks away from Christmas. Still easy enough to get products in time?
Absolutely. So here's our guidance on this. We'll run this all the way through Christmas.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to get your products delivered by Christmas to make sure that you can get under the tree, we recommend everyone purchase by December 22nd.
Okay.
That's actually Amazon's date, too.
Okay.
That'll give you time to get everything. And Amazon gets free shipping, too, by the way. That's
right.
Kind of awesome.
Right.
So I recommend going out there, get the batteries. Save 40% of batteries. Stock
right.
up.
Right.
They'll last 11 years. Just shove them in your garage and keep them around there,
when
too.
When I'm at the hardware store and I see a sale on batteries, it automatically attracts me. Like, even if I don't need them, I buy them because you're always going to need a battery, especially when you have three kids like I do, and you have five televisions and remote controls to everything, and just like batteries are you can never have enough. You're always going to end up running out at some point. So even if you don't need them, if they're on sale, you buy them. Right now, 40% off just to buy the batteries.
Absolutely. And we're already launching them at a low price because, these are brand new products
right.
for us. So stock up. I think our AAA pack comes with 40 batteries in there.
Wow.
I think with this discount, you'll get it for like 10 bucks.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is crazy. Yeah. So even if you're just there for the batteries, take advantage of it. And then maybe buy yourself a flashlight or a lantern or a headlamp while you're there.
We won't turn you away.
Right? Exactly.
These flashlights are pretty amazing.
I'm telling you, dude. Mike gave Chad a flashlight, and it looks like, is that the headlamp or is that one of the tap light things?
It is.
The headlamp?
The headlamp.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the tent.
No, that's the little tap
light. Oh, this is
the
tent lamp.
Yeah, the little tent lamp. Yeah, which is freaking amazing. They're magnetic, right?
Magnetic, hanging hook, rechargeable.
Wow. They think of everything. Intervine products have everything that you can think of on them. But I'm telling you, Chad, once you use that flashlight, you will never go back. You will never be able to use another type of flashlight.
It looks great, too.
Yeah, they look cool, and they are incredibly bright. Yeah. So, go, guys, check it out. Seriously, don't miss this opportunity. Intervine.com, I-N-T-E-R-V-I-N-E.com. Use my name, Tony, as your discount code. Get 40% off through Christmas. Or if you want to buy on Amazon because you're just more comfortable doing that, intervine.com/Tony. Once you're there, you're on. Once you type that in, you'll be on Intervine's Amazon page. The discount will already be there for you, so just shop, buy, and the 40% off will be automatically there. We could go on and on about Intervine product because, seriously, things like that, like the tent lamp being magnetic, some of the lanterns being able to charge your cell phones with them. I mean, it's just like Intervine products have all these little gizmos and things that are part of them that just, besides being the brightest, longest-lasting lights, they have all these other cool gadgets on them that just make them so much better.
We want to make sure that when you buy something, you have everything you need. So our tactical flashlight comes with the batteries, an extra battery, charger, a tail switch for anyone who's using for hunting.
Yeah.
Our rechargeable lantern and power bank comes with extra batteries, regular batteries, dry cell, plus rechargeable batteries. You could take that thing camping, charge your phone, and light your whole campsite all weekend long and run out.
It's amazing.
We try to do those things at least.
Yeah. So go check it all out at intervine.com or intervine.com/Tony if you want to do it on Amazon and take advantage of that 40% off. That's talk about just in time for Christmas. That's amazing stuff, Mike. Before we run out of time, Alex, we were talking off the air this week and talking with Aaron about this as well. A new segment of this show is going to be stupid gun laws.
Yes.
So we have about 3 minutes left. Let's roll out stupid gun. Let's do our first edition of stupid gun laws right now. What do you got?
Well, I've got Senator Kevin Parker, a Democrat from New York, has introduced a bill that stipulates that anyone that wants to buy a firearm must consent to his or her social media accounts and search engine history being investigated by law enforcement. So they'd have to give up their usernames and passwords. And then the police would be obliged to sift through 3 years of social media history.
God.
And a year's worth of search engine history.
It's no privacy.
Yes.
Nope.
No.
You want a gun? We're going to look at everything.
Who wants?
Right. They're investigating biased language. So anything describing a person's race, color, nationality, ancestry, gender, religion, religious practices, age, disability, sexual orientation, or here's the best one, any other issue deemed necessary.
Nobody.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I'm telling you, nobody. I don't care how clean or how straight or whatever you get. I don't mean sexual orientation. I mean just like straight with the law, like how clean cut, whatever. Nobody wants a year's worth of their search engine.
Search engine.
No.
Right.
Nobody wants to give that up.
Especially Aaron. Especially Aaron.
Man, well, I joke about this all the time on Dave, like on Dave's show or Annie's show. You know, we'll be talking about ISIS. We'll be talking about, like,
Ryan,
I've Googled, for on-air discussion purposes, I've Googled how to join ISIS. How to build an IED. Like,
deny.
I'm not getting a gun if that's
it.
And I wonder, what's the senator's name?
Kevin Parker.
I wonder if Kevin Parker would want to give up 3 years of his social media and 1 year of his internet search history.
Right.
I'm
going to
say
probably
no.
Not. Well, no, it'd be
private
his bodyguards.
Browsers.
Yeah.
He wouldn't need to.
Yeah.
He wouldn't need to buy the firearm himself. It'd be his bodyguards that would need to go through this.
All right. Unfortunately,
investigation.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a good one. That's how you start a new segment. Stupid gun laws.
Yes.
We'll see if we have another one for you next week. Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory will be back next week. Huge thank you to Alex Salzman from Missouri Firearms Coalition for being in today, and Mike McCleary from Intervine being in today. Go to intervine.com. Use my name Tony as a promo code. Get 40% off. All the way up until Christmas. Get those amazing products. And Alex, one more time, the coalition's website so people can support you, sign the petitions, stop stupid gun laws and red flag laws from coming to Missouri.
MissouriFirearmsCoalition.org. Join us, sign the petitions for gun-free zone, sign the petition for red flag laws, join us, stand with us, we'll send you a t-shirt.
Great stuff. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next Saturday at 3 o'clock right back here for another edition of Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.